Leviticus, chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When man will have in the skin of his flesh a rising, or a scab, or a bright spot, and it becomes in the skin of his flesh the plague of leprosy, then he will be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests. And the priest will look at the plague in the skin of the flesh, and if the hair in the plague has turned white, and the appearance of the plague is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is the plague of leprosy, and the priest will look at him, and pronounce him unclean. And if the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the priest will shut up him who has the plague 7 days. And the priest will look at him the 7th day, and see if, in his eyes, the plague has stopped, the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest will shut him up 7 days more. And the priest will look at him again the 7th day, and see if the plague is dim, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him clean, it is a scab, and he will wash his clothes, and be clean. But if the scab spreads abroad in the skin, after he has shown himself to the priest for his cleansing, he will show himself to the priest again. And the priest will look, and see if the scab has spread in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in man, then he will be brought to the priest. And the priest will look, and see if there is a white rising in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is quick raw flesh in the rising. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest will pronounce him unclean, he will not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy breaks out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of him who has the plague from his head even to his feet, as far as appears to the priest. Then the priest will look, and see if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he will pronounce him clean who has the plague, it has all turned white, he is clean. But whenever raw flesh appears in him, he will be unclean. And the priest will look at the raw flesh, and pronounce him unclean, the raw flesh is unclean, it is leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turns again, and has changed to white, then he will come to the priest. And the priest will look at him, and see if the plague has turned into white, then the priest will pronounce him clean who has the plague, he is clean. And when the flesh has a boil on it, and it is healed. And in the place of the boil there is a white rising, or a bright spot, reddish white, then it will be shown to the priest. And the priest will look, and see if its appearance is lower than the skin, and its hair has turned white, then the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy, it has broken out in the boil. But if the priest looks at it and sees there are no white hairs in it, and it is not lower than the skin, but is dim, then the priest will shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads abroad in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is a plague. But if the bright spot remains in its place, and has not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest will pronounce him clean. Or when the flesh has in its skin a burning by fire, and the quick flesh of the burning becomes a bright spot, reddish white, or white. Then the priest will look at it, and see if the hair in the bright spot has turned white, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, it is leprosy, it has broken out in the burning, and the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest looks at it, and sees there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the skin, but is dim, then the priest will shut him up 7 days. And the priest will look at him the 7th day, if it spreads abroad in the skin, then the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot remains in its place, and has not spread in the skin, but is dim, it is the rising of the burning, and the priest will pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burning. And when a man or woman has a plague on the head or on the beard, then the priest will look at the plague, and see if its appearance is deeper than the skin, and there is in it yellow thin hair, then the priest will pronounce him unclean, it is a scal, it is leprosy of the head or of the beard. And if the priest looks at the plague of the scal, and sees its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest will shut up him who has the plague of the scal 7 days. And in the 7th day the priest will look at the plague, and see if the scal has not spread, and there is in it no yellow hair, and the appearance of the scal is not deeper than the skin. Then he will be shaven, but the scal he will not shave, and the priest will shut up him who has the scal 7 days more. And in the 7th day the priest will look at the scal, and see if the scal has not spread in the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, then the priest will pronounce him clean, and he will wash his clothes, and be clean. But if the scal spreads abroad in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest will look at him, and see if the scal has spread in the skin, the priest will not seek for the yellow hair, he is unclean. But if in his eyes the skull has stopped, and black hair has grown up in it, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest will pronounce him clean. And when a man or a woman has in the skin of the flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest will look, and see if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh are of a dull white, it is a tetter, it has broken out in the skin, he is clean. And if a man's hair falls off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And if his hair falls off from the front part of his head, he is bald on the forehead, yet he is clean. But if there is in the bald head, or the bald forehead, a reddish-white plague, it is leprosy breaking out in his bald head, or his bald forehead. Then the priest will look at him, and see if the rising of the plague is reddish-white in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the appearance of leprosy in the skin of the flesh. He is a leprous man, he is unclean, the priest will surely pronounce him unclean, his plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes will be rent, and the hair of his head will go loose, and he will cover his upper lip, and will cry, unclean, unclean. All the days in which the plague is in him he will be unclean, he is unclean, he will dwell alone, outside the camp will be his dwelling. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it is a wool garment, or a linen garment, whether it is in warp, or woof, of linen, or of wool, whether in a skin, or in anything made of skin. If the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is the plague of leprosy, and will be shown to the priest. And the priest will look at the plague, and shut up that which has the plague 7 days. And he will look at the plague on the 7th day, if the plague has spread in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in the skin, whatever service skin is used for, the plague is a fretting leprosy, it is unclean. And he will burn the garment, whether the warp or the woof, in wool or in linen, or anything of skin, in which the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy, it will be burned in the fire. And if the priest will look, and see that the plague has not spread in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, then the priest will command that they wash the thing in which the plague is, and he will shut it up 7 days more. And the priest will look, after the plague is washed, and see if the plague has not changed its color, and the plague has not spread, it is unclean, you will burn it in the fire, it is a fret, whether the bareness be inside or outside. And if the priest looks and sees that the plague is dim after the washing of it, then he will rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it still appears in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is breaking out, you will burn that in which the plague is with fire. And the garment, either the warp, or the woof, or whatever thing of skin it is, which you will wash, if the plague departs from them, then it will be washed the 2nd time, and will be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of wool or linen, either in the warp, or the woof, or anything of skin, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean.